Hello again, everyone. This is George Clark at Yale University for Ivy Hoops Online, where the 2019 Ivy League basketball tournament wrapped up a few moments ago. The Princeton Tigers women's team cut down the nets in New Haven after outlasting a terrific Penn Quaker squad to win a 65-54 thriller. Believe me, the game was a lot closer than the final score might suggest. The tournament title secures the coveted bid to the NCAA tournament for the Tigers, and a much relieved Courtney Banghart is eager to get started. As I said, the game was very close. The Tigers trailed at the half by one and by three after three quarters, but broke the game open with a 21-7 fourth quarter. Princeton's lockdown defense held the Quakers to just one field goal in the final 10 minutes, a very, very impressive effort. It is no surprise to Tiger fans that Bella Allery was named Tournament Most Valuable Player after compiling a marvelous stat line in the championship game. She had 25 points on 10 of 15 from the field, 4 of 4 from the free throw line, 6 rebounds, 3 assists, and 5 block shots for good measure. Defensively, she held Quaker All-Ivy star Alea Parker to just 5 field goals on 23 attempts. Tigers spark plug Carly Littlefield did not score until late in the third quarter, but had 13 points in the last 12 minutes. Gabrielle Rush, the Tigers' three-point specialist, made 4 of 8 from deep on her way to 18 points. She and Bella played all 40 minutes for Princeton. The play of the game came from a surprising source, freshman guard Julia Cunningham. With 2:19 remaining in the game and the Tigers holding a slim three-point lead, Cunningham canned a huge three-pointer to put the Tigers up 58-52. She came into the game having attempted only 14 threes in the previous 30 games. That huge shot propelled her onto the all-tournament team. The Tigers eagerly await their NCAA seeding, which they will learn tomorrow evening. Coach Courtney Banghart was effusive in her praise of Bella Allery for her All-American work and resume that she compiled over the whole season. She has also praised the supporting cast, particularly Littlefield, who ran the show from the point in a very, very capable manner. She was very effusive in her praise of the Penn team, stating flatly that the Quakers deserve to play in the NCAA tournament. She said, quote, "I told Mike," referring to Penn head coach Mike McLaughlin, "that we needed to play a good game on national TV, and I feel we definitely did that," end quote. The Quakers' season will be extended even if they don't go to the big dance. They get an automatic bid to the NIT, the women's NIT, as tournament runner-up. Well, that concludes the 2019 Ivy Championship Tournament. We certainly hope you've enjoyed the coverage on Ivy Hoops Online, and we hope you'll continue to follow all the Ivy League teams on our site. Once again, thanks for listening, and good night from New Haven.